A proposal in the state legislature would cap the price of a 30-day supply of insulin at $100 in the state if it becomes law. The proposal is still in its early stages, but the move is in response to a growing trend of people rationing prescriptions because they can't afford to pay the increased cost of crucial medicines. Our next guest is one of the lawmakers behind the proposal. Representative Jimmy Anderson is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District, which includes Fitchburg. Representative Anderson, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
We want to remind our listeners that this is still in the very early stages, but why did you and your colleagues want to pursue this legislation?
You know, I think we saw what was happening out of Colorado. I know Colorado is the first state to pass this legislation, and that we were all kind of inspired by their good work. And what we've seen is that the cost of insulin across the country has been skyrocketing for reasons that are entirely within the control of our pharmaceutical companies. And so we decided that if they thought that they could profit off of people who desperately need this medication, that we didn't think that was fair. So we wanted to take it out of their hands and make sure that people that desperately need this medication can afford it. And so that's why we're offering this legislation.
And what about the actual nuts and bolts of how this would work if suddenly there was a cap put in place? Who would pick up the difference, or would pharmaceutical companies only be able to charge a certain amount?
Right. So basically, it would cap it to $100 for a 30-day supply. Anyone that has any kind of insurance here in the state of Wisconsin would be able to make sure that their copays would be no higher than that. So it would be, insurance carriers and pharmaceutical companies might make a little bit less money, but, you know, what matters most is that people are alive. I mean, that's really the driving force behind this legislation.
We know that insulin is life-saving. It's necessary for people with diabetes. Do we have a sense of how many people in Wisconsin are having an insulin prescription that they need to stay alive?
You know, it's tough to say. I do know that there have been quite a few people, even just in my own district, that have reached out on social media and that have reached out to the office, especially after the Colorado bill got passed. And so, I mean, just from the amount of conversations that I've had, it's got to be pretty significant here in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Are there any similar laws here in Wisconsin that cap the cost of any kind of medication?
I do know that, like, in a previous session, I think before I was in the legislature, but there was a bill that capped chemotherapy medications, oral chemotherapy, at a certain level. This would be no different than that.
And is insulin a generic, or is it something that there is one or maybe two drug makers, pharmaceutical companies who are making the money on this?
You know, there's, I believe, if I remember correctly, there, I think there's only two, maybe three different companies that are making insulin at this point. And so it's very tightly controlled, and which is one of the reasons why pharmaceutical companies have been able to increase the cost of insulin so much. You know, when the insulin was originally developed, it was developed, I think the guy who created it only charged a dollar to actually let people patent the medication. And since then, it's just been taken over by these companies, and they've just been charging so much money that, you know, people are having to ration or not get access to it. And I think that's just wrong.
It does seem like recently we've been hearing more about people needing to ration medications, take lower doses, or go without, even when it is, you know, truly critical to their well-being. Do we know what has changed? Are we just hearing about this more, or have conditions changed in a way that medications are getting more and more unaffordable?
Yeah, I think it's primarily a price-driven issue. I mean, we've even seen people going to Canada and Mexico being able to try to find access to the medication, and even there they've been able to find it at a significantly reduced cost. And so it's entirely because of the way that the American the American healthcare system works, especially when it comes to the way that it's negotiated between insurance companies and the PBMs and the actual pharmaceutical companies. It's just, it's a very inefficient way of doing it, and that's led to significantly higher costs for American consumers.
Our producer, Jay Carlisle Larson, just sent me information. It says when inventor Frederick Banting discovered insulin in 1923, he refused to put his name on the patent. He felt it was unethical for a doctor to profit from a discovery that would save lives. And his co-inventor sold the insulin patent to the University of Toronto for just $1. That was from Vox. it's an interesting look at healthcare and these scientists feeling that, you know, this was something that should really be accessible.
100%. And I mean, that's really what our healthcare industry should be about. It should be focused on providing healthcare outcomes, making sure people are happy and healthy. And at this point, what we've done was we've turned it into a profit motive. And people's healthcare is just not compatible with a system in which profits are the ultimate outcome. And so I think that this bill is a step in the right direction to return healthcare outcomes to focus on an individual's health.
We're talking with Representative Jimmy Anderson. He's a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District. And we're talking about a proposal that would cap the cost of insulin at $100 for a month's supply. And Representative Anderson, all the lawmakers who have so far signed on to work on this legislation are your fellow Democrats. Have you reached out to work across the aisle?
You know, we've started to begin that outreach. I know that there are a few legislators that have worked on issues around diabetes. I believe Representative Vorpagel, I think, if I remember correctly, is a legislator that deals with is a legislator with diabetes. And so we've reached out to his office. And I know that Senator Kapinga is also, I believe one of his children has type 2 diabetes. And so we want to reach out to these offices to see if that's something that they would want to work with us on.
Representative Anderson, before we let you go, tomorrow is the anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and you yourself have a disability. You are paralyzed, and you have been vocal about how difficult it can be. For instance, during the lame duck session, you raised the issue that you felt that you were being excluded from the session because you were not warned what the timing was and you need to make arrangements for home health aides, etc. Can you tell us in just a minute or so how important the Americans with Disabilities Act has been for you to be able to, for instance, be a legislator?
Yeah, I mean, it's pivotal. It's all about making sure that people get the proper accommodations that they request, and all they're asking for is simple dignity. I mean, they just want to be included in the process, and the ADA has been pivotal to making sure that people in the workplace have been able to get that dignity. I'm fighting for it here in the legislature. It's been difficult trying to work with Robin Voss to get these accommodations, but I'm sure that we're going to make progress on this in the near future.
Well, Representative Anderson, thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm sure we'll want to check in on the insulin legislation as it progresses.
Thank you so much.
Representative Jimmy Anderson is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 47th Assembly District, which includes Fitchburg. He joined us today to talk about a new proposal that would cap the cost of insulin in Wisconsin if it becomes law. I wanted to note that today is National Intern Day, and our own intern, Lucas Johnson, is wrapping up his 10-week session with us. He has been an amazing addition to the Central Time team. He's produced a lot of great programs that you have enjoyed and benefited from over the course of the last 10 weeks, and we wish him well as he finishes off his undergrad career at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.